Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm actually calling about one of your, I guess, gadgets that I ordered on the 12th.
Mm-hmm. If you will, please, ma'am, provide me with that zip code so I can get that account pulled up.
Zip code is 76124.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And if you will, please, may I have your first and last name?
Jonita, J-O-N-I-T-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me try and locate that account for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. I was able to locate that account for you. May you verify the mailing address for me, ma'am?
P.O. Box 8031, Fort Worth, Texas, 76124.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it looks like here on the 11th of February, you ordered a neck massager, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95. And due to the terms and conditions and in the account not being canceled within 48 hours, you were charged a full price for that neck massager on February 15th. And with that information, ma'am, what can I do for you today?
Yeah, I guess I missed that part because I wasn't trying to do the subscription thing, if that's what that was.
Well, no, it wasn't a subscription. You paid
the full amount?
Yes, ma'am.
I haven't even received it yet.
It says here it was shipped out on the 14th.
So I have like 48 hours to like cancel,
yes, ma'am.
Whatever.
So if you wanted to only pay the shipping and handling, because it takes us like, it takes them approximately 48 hours to get all the information it needs to ship it. And so that's why they say 48 hours to cancel the account. So you wouldn't have to pay the full price.
Okay.
But it did get shipped out on the 14th. I do have a tracking number. I can give that to you if you want to.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you this. In order to cancel and everything to get my money back, I need to send everything back to you guys whenever it comes in because I haven't received it. That's kind of odd that I get charged for it before I receive it.
Okay, ma'am. Have you checked your mailbox today?
Yes.
According to the United States Postal Service, it was delivered today at 10:26 a.m. to that P.O. box. And again, I do have that tracking information.
I gotta go check it again. What's the tracking number?
So it is 940.
940.
011-1-2-0-2-5-0-8-4-1-5-1-1-0-5-8-4.
Can you give me the last three numbers again?
Yes, ma'am. It was 584.
584. Okay, well, I'm just asking you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard. If I didn't want anyone to send it back, would I call a different number? Because
well,
I wasn't trying to pay no $56.95 for a neck massager?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you can't send the product back. Well, I mean, you can, but it probably just end up back at the warehouse it came from or back at your address. So wherever you ordered from has a no return policy. But, 1 second.
I mean, they can't just make people keep stuff if they don't want it. I mean, come on.
Well, I
30 days.
Yeah, but it looks like I could get you a 35% refund on that, ma'am.
That's fine. I'm just asking because you said I ordered it on the 11th. My banking kind of delays, but yeah, the full amount was.
It was on the 15th.
15, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so is there a different number that I would call, or?
For what exactly? Does she return it?
To return it. I haven't got it. Like I said, I have to go check my mailbox again, and I checked it today earlier than the time you told me.
So,
there, but I'll have to check it again.
So, yes, ma'am. Again, it said it was delivered at 1026, but there is no number you can call to return that item. Again, that company you ordered from have a no return policy.
Okay, so were you talking about the 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am. I can get you a 35% refund. I can get you.
How would you do that?
By putting into the system. I can't get you a full refund because everything that you've been charged for is a valid charge, and that because it was stated in their terms and conditions.
Okay, so how do you get me the 35% refund?
I go in. Ma'am, I go into the system. I put in the numbers so it can calculate how much the refund will be, and looks like the refund will be $19.93, which means you only paid $37 for that item instead of the $56.95. So it's basically like a discount. So I'm giving you that money back, which would be $19.93.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that now?
Yes, ma'am. But it won't be back in your account until 3 to 5 business days.
Until how long?
3 to 5 business days.
That's fine.
Yes, ma'am. So give me 1 second. Let me finish documenting this account, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number for you.
Okay, what is your name?
Jameer.
Jameer.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I got a cousin named, well, close to it. Jameer.
Yes, ma'am.
His name is Jamel.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I get some people confused when they hear me say it, confused for Jamel a lot.
They call you Jamel?
Yes, ma'am. Well, like if I'm like over the phone, that's what they usually call me, Jamel.
You sound just like him too. That's why I said it right. You sound just like him. I almost called you Jamel because you sound like him. That's funny. Oh my God. Okay, Jamel. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
All right.
Bye-bye.